Welcome to Call the Binge Wife. Have you experienced an episode of your life where you find it hard to decide? We all go through seasons where it just seems we cannot find what we're looking for, eventually spiraling out of control while doom scrolling a menu with far too many options. That's when you need Call the Binge Wife. Ruth and Roger have emptied their bladders, grabbed their favourite snacks, and spent countless hours watching TV to help you figure out what to skip and what to binge. So sit back, relax, and call the binge wife. Now, here are your hosts, Ruth and Roger.
Thank you, Andrew. Welcome to Call the Binge Wife. My name is Ruth, and this podcast is where my partner Roger and I share our reviews of the TV shows we have binge-watched together. Roger, what are we reviewing on this episode?
We are reviewing The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Season 5, the final season of the show. So, Ruth, tell us what Miss Maisel Season 5 is all about.
Yeah, final season. Season 5 starts with Midge, Miriam, ready to move forward into her future stardom, but she's worried on how to get there. Susie has a light bulb moment and gets Midge a day job where she assures her the work will pay off. Midge gets used to working during the day and performing at night at the burlesque show while waiting for her big break. But her mouth gets her in trouble at work and lands her in hot water, especially after a corporate gig goes south. Remember that? But she recovers after a royal visitor on the show gives her a chance to shine. Meanwhile, Abe, Midge's father, obsesses over a mistake at the Village Voice newspaper, the article he's written, and when his grandson will show his brilliance, particularly after he takes Midge's place at Parent Teacher Day. Rose has a rough time also as her workplace, the tea room, burns down and she has to find another place to host her matchmaking business. Magda, their maid, gets married and that is a whole other storyline after that. Joel's parents become regulars in the audience of the Gordon Ford show and think about their future. The show flashes forward and goes back at times to show what becomes of Midge, Joel, Susie, and all the others. Midge meets her college friends for a reunion. Midge and Susie have a falling out. One of the episodes focuses on Susie being honored at the Friars Club. And I think an important plot line, Susie's past comes to light when we meet Mrs. Gordon Ford. Then a favor is granted reluctantly, and Ford agrees for Midge to be on the show. There are lots of twists and turns in that story, but in the end, Midge takes a huge chance. And the rest is history. So, Roger, give us some details about the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah. So, the show is in its fifth season. It is the last season. This was the finale of finales. The drop date was April 2023. It's rated TV MA, primarily for language. Where to watch is Amazon Prime. The amount of episodes is 9. The genre is dramedy, so comedy and drama. Production staff of note, Amy Sherman Palladino is the creator, executive producer, and writer. Cast of note is Rachel Brosnahan as the Miss Marvelous Miss Maisel and Alex Borstein as Susie. She's awesome. Michael Zegan as Joel and a host of other people. Rotten Tomatoes scores, 94% from critics and a whopping 69% from viewers, which is a wide range.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a wide range. I think it probably did better in other seasons, most likely. No awards to date. So, Ruth, why did we watch this?
I wanted to see how it was all going to end. And I really liked the previous season. So, I can't believe that there are 5. That's it. Like, I was invested. And I loved all the characters and wanted to see. How about you?
Yeah, we had watched the first 4 seasons and had enjoyed it. So it was natural to watch the final season, hoping for the best for the characters, for the show, for everything.
Yeah.
So it was an easy binge for us.
So this is the part of the podcast where Roger and I share 3 positives and 1 negative about each show we have binged. Roger, so tell us, what's your first positive about the show?
It has to be Alex Borstein's acting is always off the charts. She plays Susie, Midge's manager. She does a great job of what she's been given this season. I think she shines a lot, but the plot lines are kind of all over the place. I'll talk to them about that in a little bit, but really focused a lot more, I think, on her character. And she saw some development in this last season, Susie did. So I was excited to see that.
Do you feel like she did her best acting this season?
I think she was given more this season, I think. Well, you know, you talked about the Friars Club episode, and that was basically all her.
That's true.
So I think that she had a lot more to work with this season, I believe. So what's your first positive?
My first positive is Susie and Midge's relationship. I think it's a tribute to both of their acting, Alex's and Rachel's, both top-notch. And their relationship is the only enduring one for both of them and throughout the whole show and goes up until the end. And I love how real they are with each other. Susie helping Midge with outfits when it's obviously not what she wants to do, right? Like, she's like, it's fine. Yeah, looks good. Okay. You know, and they both help each other. It's a really interesting relationship that they have, but it's very poignant and powerful and funny and probably dysfunctional, but I loved it. How about you? What's your second positive?
It has to be Tony Shalhoub. He plays Midge's father, and it's always a pleasure to watch him act. But I think this season, his character finally goes, again, like Susie's character, finally goes through some real character development and change and growth as Midge's father, which is just wonderful to see. It would have been nice if her mom would have had a little bit more character development in that light, except for the last episode. But it was really nice to see him mature the character. And he's just always funny. He's just super funny to watch. And I love his voice. And yeah, so Tony Shalhoub's always been probably my favorite character actor on the show.
He's so fun to watch. It's like high anxiety in some ways, right?
Oh, yeah. So what's your second positive?
Well, it's interesting because it's about Tony as well. So, and Abe, when he plays Abe. So I love the episode where Abe realizes how talented Midge really is. So that speaks to his character development that you just mentioned. And he questions the patriarchy and how he was looking at his son to be brilliant. Like that whole thing with the guys around the table. I won't give it away like too much, but he was looking at his son to be brilliant. And then he is surprised by his granddaughter. And I love Abe and Midge's moments on the phone and when she's on the show that night. The father-daughter moments are really, just really wonderful. I totally agree with you and Tony's character development that happens.
Just him as a father of daughters. Yes, the show takes place, you know, mostly in the 60s. Late 50s, early 60s. But there was somewhat of a revolution going on. And his character is fairly liberal, at least progressive at some level. Mm-hmm. So it was nice to finally see him blossom as Midge's dad. That was really nice to see that happen.
Yes. And he was like, you are really amazing. And she is like, just amazing. What she does. Yes, this is a story, right? But the acting was wonderful. I don't know how people are stand-up comedians. It's just it's a gift, I think. How about you? So what is your third positive?
Okay, so I've been known to complain about characters that have a lot of wardrobe changes when the character can't afford those wardrobe changes. So Midge is definitely kind of in that realm. Like, she doesn't have a lot of money. She is a stand-up comedian and, you know, doesn't have great work and hasn't made it yet in the business. But yet, you know, three dress changes in one episode is like a lot for me. So, but for her, it works. It works way better for her than it does Emily in Paris, who's essentially a broke American, you know, in an internship job in France and has five dress changes an episode, at least. I feel like Midge's wardrobe is its own character sometimes in the show, and I've always enjoyed that, and they kept that up this season.
The hats right? Or is it, or just the whole thing? I love the style of that era too, but I also wonder, do you think it's because, or for me, I should say, I didn't question it at first because I thought her family, maybe her family had money, but you're right. Like maybe she can't afford it. I loved the, she still had the tag on in this one of the episodes, which is funny.
Yeah. And she had four dress changes in that single day episode. So.
There were good reasons for that. Yes, I think.
I understand. So what's your third favorite thing about the show?
It kind of goes along a little bit with yours with the fashion. I think I love the 60s atmosphere, especially at the Gordon Ford show, like how they celebrated at 30 Rock by ice skating, and the New York scenes in general, like trying to hail a taxi during a shift change. I've only been not living in New York, and I've only been there, what, once or twice. Just learning more about New York is always fun for me, even if it's not reality or is. But I think that's probably real, right? Shift change in taxi.
In 1960, yes. It's probably not quite as many taxis and the Uber you call, so it comes right to you. So today.
So tell us, what is your negative about season five?
Yeah, it is about season five. It's very, very disjointed. And there's a lot of stories that they bring up in this season that they just completely, in my opinion, completely drop. And I can imagine how hard it can be to be told, you know, midway through or getting prepared for your next season of a TV show and be told, oh, we're not picking you up, and have all these story ideas in your head of where you want to go and have to try to cram all that into one season. I have grace for that, but at the same time, take a little bit more time and work it all out, because there were so many dropped storylines.
So is that what happened? That they were told that this is it?
Probably in the middle of, like right after season four was done, they probably decided whether or not it was going to be the final season or not. I'd have to go back and do some research, but that's typically what happens is, you put out a season, then they come back and go, okay, we're going to give you one more or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so they're like, how do we do all this?
Yeah. And I'm sure if they're good writing staff, they're plotting out storylines for multiple years, hoping that you would be able to get all that in multiple seasons. But, when you're told all of a sudden, okay, next season is the last season, then you start to panic and try to figure out how do you cram it all in. We reviewed Ted Lasso season three, which is most likely the last season of that show too. And there's been a lot of people that have made the same claim against Ted Lasso season three. And I just don't think it's comparable. Yeah, I think there were absolutely, in my opinion, like totally dropped arcs that were introduced in this season, right? So it's not even like they were plot lines from season three or season four. It's like they introduce these plot lines in season five and then they just go nowhere or never get resolved. And so that's the issue that I have. If you're walking into writing your fifth season and you know you're not going to have a six, you probably can clean it up a little bit better than what I think they did.
Interesting. I'm trying to think of some of the plot lines. I might have to watch it again or not, but I think we talked last night. It feels different than the final episode, final season of Ted Lasso to me, but maybe that's the nature of the show as well.
And they did we've mentioned time jumping before. They'd done some of that in the previous seasons of The Marvelous Miss Maisel, but not to the extent like they did this time. I mean, they had multiple, five, six decades in one episode, whereas in before it was kind of dealing with one thing each episode. Like, yeah, there's lots of different story arcs going on with all the different characters, but there was pretty much one storyline. And so I think I had hoped that they probably would have stayed closer to that than they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when I was thinking about the synopsis, I'm like, wait, they went back and they went forward and they went in between. Yeah, they're going all over the place.
Yeah, there's, if people watch the whole season, they'll see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I don't want to ruin anything or give any spoilers away, but it, it definitely lacked follow through, in my opinion. So what's your negative for the show, Ruth?
I think there's too much focus on her parents and in-laws' neurosis. And I could have a lot of people say, no, that was great and a big part of the show. But I think they could have told some of the other storylines and take the focus a little bit off their stuff, like in the morning, although it is funny, like, you know, how to flooding the bathtub. I'm giving some things away, but just minor things are like, there's some funny, of course it's funny, but yeah, I thought they could have taken a bit of that away also, because sometimes it was annoying to me. Okay, Roger, what's your recommendation for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel season 5? Skip it or binge it?
So I can't believe I'm saying this, because I did enjoy the first 4 seasons, but I would say skip it. Even if you've watched the first 4 seasons, you could probably skip this. Maybe watch the final episode, like skip through all the other, you know, episodes and watch the last one, because it'll look most like the other seasons than any of the other episodes in the 5th season. So I say skip it. If you're a completist, you know, I understand that. Watch it. I'm with you. I can't just, you know, watch one episode. But if you're a casual fan, or you just want to see what happens at the end, just watch the final episode, and I think you'll get it. You won't have missed a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
So what about you, Ruth? Skip it or binge it?
That is so interesting. Yeah, I say binge it. I think the last episode is worth it. And there are nuggets throughout. I can't believe I'm saying this, because I was thinking back, like, how long were some of them? Yeah, it gets a little disjointed and long in the middle, but there's those nuggets of goodness or interesting storylines overall, I think that's worth. Maybe I'm a completist, though. It's like, just keep. How is it going to end? It has to be really bad for me to stop watching.
Yeah,
I guess so. But I do think the last episode is worth it. I support your theory a little bit. Like, if people skip to the end and watch the final episode and you're satisfied, that is also a good option. So there you have it, our review for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel season 5. This is our 5th season of Call the Binge Wife. And so what other shows are we reviewing this season, Roger?
Yeah, we're reviewing Firefly Lane season 2, The Diplomat season 1, Queen Charlotte is a limited series about a Bridgerton character from Netflix, and What Could Be, as I've stated before, the final season of Ted Lasso.
Oh, yes. All these episodes of Call the Binge Wife are currently available to binge on whatever podcast streamer you are using. Roger, how can people connect with us?
Yeah, they can email us at callthebingewife@gmail.com. Or join our Facebook group, which is also Call the Binge Wife, or they can connect with us on Instagram at call_the_bingewife. We would love for you to join the Facebook group and tell us your opinions on season 5 of The Marvelous Miss Maisel. Are we right or not? Should people just skip to the final episode? That's the question.
Yeah, let us know what you did or what you're thought about that suggestion. Yeah, what you ended up doing. That would be great. We are excited you joined us for this episode. Thank you. And remember, when you don't know what to watch next,
call the binge wife. Man, I think we nailed that one.
I never think we do. I can't hear.
I don't know.
Was pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, man.